This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal moratorium on evictions expires at the end of the month, and it's unclear how state leaders will respond. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Governor Jared Polis says that Colorado will continue to match federal policy on evictions. Right now, that means waiting to see if Congress passes a new moratorium on evictions to replace the one that ends on New Year's Eve. But it's not clear if the new federal stimulus package will address evictions or not, so housing advocates have urged Polis to preemptively extend a state ban on housing removals until February. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A rare celestial event occurs for today's winter solstice. KRCC's Mike Purcell explains.
Jupiter and Saturn are currently appearing very close together from an earthly vantage point. These two gas giants are in conjunction, an occurrence that happens every 20 years or so. But Hal Bidlack with the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society says this particular planetary pairing on the solstice is extra special.
Really, really close conjunctions like this one are quite rare. We haven't been able to observe Jupiter and Saturn this close since the year 1226. And we won't see them again this close for decades and decades to come.
Skygazers only need to look to the southwestern skies low near the horizon. But don't wait too long to look up. The pair sets an hour and a half or so after the sun does. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Some luminaries among American painters will be featured in a just-announced exhibit at the Denver Art Museum. The show looks at France's influence on American artists working there. The show is set for next November. This is CPR News.